Internet, you're listening to the Premium Pizza. Yeah, it's my dad. Enjoy.
Internets, welcome back to another episode of the Premium Pete Show, a new Life Gems episode. And this week's episode is Protect Your Peace. Now, let me tell you, that title has a lot of information packed in it. And I'll tell you, it's another one. And this week, this topic, I know it will hit home for a lot of us. This episode is all about protecting your peace. And I'll tell you, we all strive for it. But it could be hard to maintain with everything going on day to day. Let me tell you, man, I know how tough that could be. No matter if you have business stuff going on, you're a parent, you have situations, you have successes that you're dealing with, failures that you're dealing with, you know, people you need to remove from your life, different things you have going on. Listen, everybody goes through it, and I get it. It's hard to protect your peace when life moves so fast. Because, you know, it's funny, but even when we stop, it never stops, right? Life is, it just continues to move. You know, and that's one of the hardest things, you know, personally, that I also had to deal with, dealing with grief. You know, in December, I went to 4 funerals, and it made me realize how short life is. It made me realize how we're just really walking each other home. And it also made me realize, you know, how protecting your peace is one of the most important things in life. And sometimes we don't even get around to doing that. So I'm here to say, protect your peace, and let's get into this episode, because I'm going to tell you, let me tell you this, before we even get into it, okay, it's easy to let the outside influences affect how we feel. Happens to me all the time. But honestly, it's crucial to remember that we have the power to protect and preserve our peace. So let's get into this episode. Internets, before we even get started, I want to say welcome. If you've been a day one listener, you know, I appreciate you. Blessings to you and your families worldwide. If you're just listening now for the first time, welcome as well, okay? Now, these episodes, Life Gems, are bite-sized mentorship episodes, okay? I'm not sitting here saying I have all the answers in the world, but I've been through a lot of failures. I've been through a lot of successes. I just want to share my toolbox to fellow creatives, okay? Fellow people, fellow freelancers, fellow people looking to, you know, turn their dreams into reality, fellow people who deal with sometimes overcoming doubt and want to lean into fear, right? And want to stop overthinking, right? And want to be the best version of themselves. So I say that to say this, okay? We're available. There are years of Premium Pete Show episodes with people from all walks of life. Everyone you could imagine, from producers to actors to athletes to entrepreneurs, whoever, okay? And that will be back soon. And we're always going to be doing those type of heartfelt, understanding interviews where you get to understand people in more than just who they appear to be, right? You know what I mean? Who they are, you know, and I think that's important. I want to continue to doing that. But Life Gems, man, they've been so special worldwide. I've had so many people reach out to me of how these episodes have resonated. I'm going to say it one more time. If there's a title that don't apply to you, but you know it applies to someone else, send it to them. This is not like, you know, me. This is for the community, because we're all unity at the end of the day, getting together and helping each other, okay, uplifting each other. Now, listen, there's people that, you know, you don't probably fuck with, and I get it, and maybe they need to stay there, but at the end of the day, protecting your peace is all that matters. Internet, so let's get into this week's episode. And like I said, we're available on all platforms, so rate, subscribe, tell a friend about the Premium Pete Show, Instagram, and Twitter, at Premium Pete, at Premium Pete Show. Hit me up, let me know what's going on, and let me know what episode you're messing with, and we're going to get right into it. So this week's episode is Protect Your Peace, Life Gems. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to start with the first topic point, and that topic point is building boundaries. Now, let me tell you, it's easy to get caught up in the drama of everyday life. You know, that could come from news and social media, or even, honestly, friends and family. It can be hard to find a moment of quiet and stillness. You know, I've been practicing that, like even 5-10 minutes alone in silence a day. It's amazing what it does for you. Honestly, listen, I only say this when I say things. I'm not trying to sound like a preacher. I'm going to say it again. But do 5 minutes, then do 10, then do 15 in the dark, quiet, and tell me what it does for you. Tell me how it helps keep your mind once you come out of that, you know, ready to go, ready, you know, more clear, more clarity. So continue to do that if you're doing it. And if you're not, try it out. But I'm telling you, it's essential to our well-being that we make time to protect our peace, especially as we start the day. You know, for me, like I was saying, it's about building a routine that supports protecting my peace. This is something I'm still struggling with, but it's so important to find ways to do this. Now, it's different for everyone, but for me, this means setting limits on how I interact with certain things. You know, listen, we're all guilty of waking up and going straight on our phones to check emails, Instagram, whatever, okay? A good boundary to adopt into your routine could be waiting 20, 30 minutes after waking up and starting your day before you get on your phone. You know, take a minute just to not get on that social media for a second. And I'm telling you, when you set limits, it could also mean limited time spent around people who drain you of good energy or who are negative, okay? And I hate to say that, you know, because I always try to keep a positive outlook. But there are people with bad energy and negative and who are negative. Get them the hell out of your life. Okay, straight up. And that doesn't need to have announcements for that. Okay, it doesn't need to have announcements, you know, but I will say this, the people you spend time with can have a big impact on your peace of mind. So if you're filling it with that great energy, you know, continue to do that. But if you're not, you need to make some changes because that's ultimately what will protect your peace. You know what I mean? So I will say this, they say the people around you can make or break you. Surrounding yourself with positive, supportive people can help you feel more peaceful and content, okay? This can mean saying no more often to certain events or commitments. And as a people pleaser, you know, I'm going to tell you, as a people pleaser myself, I'm learning how to get better with doing this. It's important to learn to say no when you need to, particularly when it comes to things that might cause you unnecessary stress. Saying no can help you protect your time and your energy and ultimately, your peace. Now, I'm not saying you become, you know, stuck in the house 24/7, you know, avoiding anything that bothers you. Nah, you got to push through that shit. Use your frustration as motivation. Don't use it as, like, to discourage you or to get you angry. You know what I mean? Like, but it's important to make sure you clarify that. You know, I understand people get frustrated all the time. You know, it happens in business, it happens in relationships, it happens in everyday life. But I'm here to tell you, use that frustration as motivation. Because either way, it's going to hurt. Either way, it's going to be bumps in the road, okay? Either way, there's going to be, you know, times where there's great days and times where there's not. Even with blessings, there's stressings. You know, look, I'm living my life and I've had a lot of great things happen. But I also had a lot of things that happen in life when people pass away. Things happen with business, things happen with people, you know, things happen where you don't really kind of understand that. You may not even get a chance to really understand more. And you're like, yo, you know, what's going on? But you have to protect your peace. And you also have to take a look at yourself. Let me tell you, accountability, and I'm not sounding corny, accountability is important because you could take a look at how you handled that situation. How did I handle that relationship? How did I handle that business deal? Could I have done anything better, right? Could I have, you know, done something different? And that's why I say you take those mistakes that you make doing things that maybe you didn't do the right way, and you take those mistakes and you say, nah, they're not mistakes, and you consider them lessons. Because if you learn from them, they turn into blessings. Internets, how many times I say this, okay? And I'm going to continue to say it, you know? But I want to say, when you push through that frustration, okay, try to be strategic about the things you engage with when you can. You don't have to be in the mix all the time. You don't have to announce everything on social media. A lot of people think I'm just a podcast. Okay, that's cool. There's a million other things I do, but maybe they don't need to know everything. People get in where they fit in. You just continue doing what you do, okay? And I think that's important. And sometimes it's good to switch off and take time for yourself, which leads me to our next point. But before we get to that, take time for yourself. How many people go out to eat by themselves? How many people do this, okay? If you're not doing it, I suggest you do it more. Now, the movies, I know a lot of people like doing it. Some people, it's tougher to do that. But go out to eat by yourself. Just to get in touch with yourself, just to get to know yourself even more. And I'm even suggesting that in your later age, okay? As you get older, and don't be upset about getting older. It's greater when it gets later, okay? I'm telling you, internets, don't go nowhere. You're listening to the Life Gems episode, protect your peace, okay? We're going to get back to a couple of topics, but let's hear a couple of words from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Cartier, Rolex, Gucci, Prada, Jordan, Adidas, Bottega Veneta? At eBay, it's real, or it's getting the fake out. eBay's team of luxury authenticators are making sure you never get faked over again. Watches inspected by watch aficionados. Sneakers checked by legit sneakerheads. Handbags examined by handbag connoisseurs. And jewelry in the scopes of expert gemologists. Internets, these authenticators are leaders in their field, with meticulous eyes making sure your piece arrives as authentic as your style and worthy of your collection. As experts, they know the true difference between a real and a fake. Real carries that rare, distinguished feel, the weight of pure platinum, exquisite scent of Togo leather, the tight stitching on a pair of Dunks, the brilliance of real diamonds. So rest assured, your Rolex moves just like a Rolex should, and that colorway on your Jordan Royals will always be on point. The details inspected, the fakes rejected. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay's authenticity guarantee. Everyone deserves real. Visit ebay.com for terms. And we're back. Life Gems episode of the Premium Pete Show. This week's title, Protect Your Peace. Man, I love when we do these episodes because I know they resonate with people. And you never know how, you know, listen, you never know what someone's going through. Could be having a bad day, a bad week, a bad month. And you never know how your words, you know, could really resonate with somebody and can mean something. I have received messages, DMs, emails in person all over the world of people who have enjoyed these Life Gems episodes. So without further ado, let's continue this episode of Protect Your Peace. Our second topic point is take care of you, okay? Sounds simple, but taking care of yourself is essential. And I'll tell you, it's essential for maintaining your peace. Whatever brings you peace, do more of it. Let me say that again. Whatever brings you peace, do more of it. You know, I've spoken about this before, but I love taking baths. You know, like a hot bath, a cold bath. Like for me, I like the hot ones. For me, it's self-care as I get to zone out for a while, you know, clear my mind, which really helps me to take care of business when it's time to. Let me tell you, it's so important, honestly, and I can't stress this enough, to make time for yourself. Whether it's just by taking a break during the day and relaxing, if you're possible to take a quick power nap, you know, if you're possible to give yourself a little rest or a little, you know, recharge, or taking a trip. Something I love to do is just get out in the nature, you know? Get that sun on you. Take a walk. It sounds so simple, but by getting out of your environment can do a lot of good. Change your scenery. It may sound a little corny, but for me, being around nature, it really helps me unwind. Now, you find what helps you unwind, you know? Hey, even Tony Soprano had his ducks. Come on, you know? But seriously, though, taking time for yourself can help you recharge and maintain your peace. And I'll tell you, it is so crucial to your mental health, your mental wealth. Now, I did some research on this, and having a good self-care routine has been proven, honestly, to reduce anxiety, depression, and even helps you recover from setbacks in your day-to-day. I'm telling you, it works. Try it. Don't do it one time and think it's going to work. Success is building a system, continually building a system every day that could work, that could be a well-oiled system. So it's not one thing. It's not deodorant. You don't just spray it on and be okay. It takes time. It takes a little bit each day, just like basketball players, just like Kobe used to get up in the morning, okay, and shoot before practice. Why? Because he wanted to be great. Why? Because he wanted to set up a system that could help him win. And it takes the effort. It takes putting that work in. And I'll tell you, when you recharge your batteries, when you focus on your mental health, okay, and you protect your peace, and it helps you. I tell you, it could also help you with managing stress. Which brings me to our last point, and as we wind this episode down, stress less. That's our third topic. Stress less. I'm gonna say that again. It's important to remember that protecting your peace is an ongoing process. This, like I was just saying, this is not something that happens in one day. It's not something that you could do once and forget about. It's a practice that requires daily attention and effort. And stress isn't something we could avoid, no matter how hard we try. We're all living crazy lives, juggling careers, side hustles, family life. And I'm telling you, some days, I know it could feel like everywhere we turn, there's a potentially stressful situation to deal with. I could relate. You know, and I tell you, as I continue to, you know, go upon this journey and you deal with stress or you deal with anxiety or you deal with things, learning to cope with stress is more beneficial than trying to avoid it at all, okay? Let me tell you, let me say that again. Learning to cope with stress and finding solutions to help combat it is more beneficial than trying to avoid it at all, okay? You know, take it, listen, it's funny when I say this, but take it from me. Having a system in place, it works. And as I was just telling you, work to put forth your system in your life, in business, in your relationships, you know? I like to approach stresses by breaking them down and problem solving. Here's something I try to do when faced with a difficult situation. I take a step back. You know, like I was saying, I try to identify, like, what was the specific problem, you know? Then I think about solutions and choose the best course of action. Strategizing. Strategizing is one of the most important things that you could ever do in your life, especially when it comes to, like, dealing with stress and dealing with problems, you know? Talk to friends or family. And I say it all the time, and I'm going to say it again. Even a therapist, if you need to. Don't ever be ashamed to see a therapist. Mental health is your mental wealth, okay? And get that shit off your shoulders. I'm here to tell you, man, woman, anybody. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Don't ever let somebody make you feel like less because you want to go to a therapist. Why you want to keep all that shit on your shoulders? Okay, a lot of us were taught from different generations, men also, to not cry, not show feelings. What about all that weight on our shoulders? Get that shit off somehow. I don't care if it's hiking, therapy, or whatever it is, find what works for you. I'm not here being a preacher telling you everything that works is going to work for you. Find what works for you, but get that weight off your shoulders. Whoever you are, wherever you are, don't carry that shit around. Go see somebody. Find ways to get it off you so you could be the best version of yourself. You know, that's the most important thing. And yeah, there's going to be days that are going to be tough. But we're going to power through them, okay? Because no matter which way you look at it, it's going to frustrate you. Like I was saying early in the episode, use that frustration as motivation and protect your peace, you know? And I'm telling you, when I talked about a therapist, talking to somebody could really help you gain perspective when you're dealing with problems in your life. And remember this. Protecting your peace isn't as easy as it sounds, but with dedication and perseverance, okay, you can live a more peaceful life. And at the end of the day, life is to be enjoyed. I never heard someone say they've been back for another shot at it. Never. I never heard someone with all the people who have the biggest successes, the biggest money in the world. I never heard someone like, yo, Pete, yeah, I came back to life. It's amazing. It's only one shot at this thing called life. So you could either drag your feet, you could either let the world defeat you, or you could try and defeat it every day, but also find peace. Surround yourself with good energy. Only the energy you want. And if you got bad energy around you, get it away from you. Surround yourself with the energy you want. Protect your peace, protect your life, okay? And it's not something you could do in one day, 1 hour. But little by little, you deserve to protect your peace. And living in peacefulness, to me, is success. Internets, this was another episode of Life Gems. Make sure you support all, you hear me? Did I drink wine today? No, but I will be soon. And I'm possibly going to be drinking a little Malbec. I love the Malbec. Let me know what wine you like, okay? You want to reach out to me? You got some questions, you're going through something, you want to learn about podcasting or creativity or deal making, whatever, entrepreneurial stuff, email me, thepremiumpeachshow@gmail.com. You're a small brand, you're a big brand, you want to advertise on The Premium Pete Show? Hit me up, thepremiumpeachshow@gmail.com. Dig in the catalog. There are years of Premium Pete Show episodes that I promise you will be beneficial for whatever bucket you're in. You want to be a producer, you want to be an entrepreneur, an artist, an athlete, and you can learn and listen. And these Life Gems episodes are bite-sized mentorship episodes on all different topics. So dig in the catalog, tell a friend to tell a friend, and protect your peace. Internets, I'm sending blessings, I'm sending light, and I'm sending big, good energy to you and your families, okay? Tell a friend to tell a friend about the Premium Pete Show. Tell a friend to tell a friend about Life Gems. And I'm telling you, protect your peace. And I'm sending love. See you next episode. Peace.